College Football with Bill Is Keen. That's how you can find him on Twitter, and he now joins us here on the McFarland Show.
I'm sure Bill was watching the World Cup. Bill, you were watching the World Cup, weren't you, sir?
No, I'm watering my rock garden in the rain.
I was going to say, you need to water anything right now? Let's get to the madness that is college football. You told us for weeks that Hugh Freeze would, your description, let's see, let's go over this, would crawl on his belly,
yes,
through broken glass,
yes,
to take his, to
was,
take
what
the,
was the rest of it? What was the rest of it?
What was the rest
and let
of it?
You, let you then bathe him in acid. That was the
oh,
rest
I did. Well, I don't remember that description
remember
that on
part,
our show.
Okay.
Maybe that was on your show.
I don't
know.
Remember that part.
So you went an extra level on your show.
Okay.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. You can do that in mornings. Afternoon, yeah, we're a little bit more family friendly.
Acid, you know.
Yeah, mornings
that's
you can take
very,
an acid
very
breath.
Descriptive.
Acid bath.
Very
you know?
Descriptive.
Yeah. So can you confirm, did Hugh Freeze crawl through broken glass to get to Auburn and have his presser today?
Well, he was from the neck down. He had clothes. I couldn't tell. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think they made him do that.
Well, what do you think of that hire?
If we want to win some ball games, and we want a guy who's shown you he can do this, and all those boxes, I hate that metaphor, but the boxes you check, can recruit, yes. Can take the recruit and develop that recruit, yes. Can put players in the right spots to win, yes. All of that works. Now, there's controversy there, but you knew that. And I'm a big Bruce Pearl guy. I've always known Bruce. I like him a lot. You know, Bruce wasn't perfect either. Now, Bruce was guilty of having a barbecue on a Saturday and lying about it. I've heard of worse crimes than that, right? But I think it's a good hire unless you don't think a coach should be able to do what he did, meaning in his private life.
Hmm. But you don't say – I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but just listening to that, you don't seem overly thrilled with it. Is that fair or unfair?
No. I think it's a good hire.
Okay.
I do. I mean, look, you can go hire the next guy that you're projecting, or you can hire somebody who you've seen do it.
Okay.
And if I'm Auburn, I think you just did that, right? You just – Harsin's a pretty good coach. He's not a good fit there's the problem. This is a fit. And if you want to go fight Georgia and Alabama every day, you got to have somebody who's willing to get dirty, get in the trenches, and fight, and this guy is that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday, sitting in the press box at the Titans-Bengals game, because it shocked me, and I did the dog with the weird, hearing the weird noise, head tilt, what? And I just blurted it out loud, and everybody like basically snapped their neck around. I'm surprised somebody didn't hurt themselves. I was like, Luke Fickell to Wisconsin? What? Did you have the same reaction, or did you see this coming?
A little bit. Luke, let me give you the back. He's an Ohio guy. He's a Buckeye. He's probably, I don't know if you guys know this, the best heavyweight wrestler in the history of that state. Guy is a killer. I mean, and a tough guy coach. Not a real giggly guy, not going to joke around with people. And two jobs that he wanted. Ohio State, well, he already had that job in 2011 when Trussell got fired and they elevated him. And it was a bad year. He learned on the job, and it was a bad year. Really not his fault. So I don't think he can ever revisit that as the head coach. The other one was Notre Dame. He wanted the Notre Dame job last year. Marcus Freeman obviously got that job. That's it. All these rumors about coming to down south, and he'd never do that. That's not his thing. He's a Midwest guy. I'm not shocked. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I thought, hey, he's about to go to Wisconsin. But if you think about it, he's done all he can do. At Cincinnati, got him to the playoffs. They're about to join the Big 12. That's great. But Wisconsin's down a little bit right now, and his style, culturally, guys, again, big offensive lineman, not real sexy in the passing game, punch people in the mouth until they give up. That's Wisconsin. So it's a good hire. It is a and let's also face it, the Big Ten West is up for grabs. It's Purdue just won it by default, basically.
Yep.
They're about to get killed. So you can go to Wisconsin and reclaim that division, I think, pretty easily.
So who's the next Brian Kelly, Butch Jones, Luke Fickell at Cincinnati?
Goodness. Oh, boy. I'm not sure what the plan. You know what, though? And I know people make fun, but Butch Jones was successful there. All those guys, everybody they hire seems to do well. Now, Tubbs, my boy, Tom Tuberville did not do well there. That crashed and burned on him. But he took that job because he did not want to be in Lubbock, Texas another day.
Yeah.
That's the reason why he got out of there. But most everybody, I mean, their hitting percentage is really good.
So you don't, I mean, I'm very curious to see where they turn, because they've been a nice little cradle, right?
They have.
Guys moving on to big boy jobs from Cincinnati, and you know they don't want to take a step back. They want to keep it at the level they've had it at. So I'll be curious to see where that goes.
We know you can win there.
Yeah. No doubt. So I guess it's official now, as we sit here and speak with you, that Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss have agreed on a new contract. He's going to be making, I guess, a little bit right at $9 million or north of $9 million. I guess the ink is dried. Surprise, not surprise. What do you make of the Lane train staying in Oxford, at least for the time being?
He had me a little bipolar, obviously, because I never thought he would leave, just for the reasons I've listed, and I won't waste our time with that again. But there was a couple of days there a week ago where I think he was close, if not maybe mentally divorcing Ole Miss. And I think his kids probably got to him, and I just think there's a comfort level there. He's not staying at Ole Miss forever. We know that. And maybe you talk to Nick Saban. Maybe Nick said, just chill down, because I know Nick loves him, and there's some talk that maybe someday he gets that call, whenever that day is. So, in the end, I'm not surprised, but I got to tell you, about a week ago, and I think it's around the time you and I, guys, we talked, I was a little wishy-washy on it. I thought because I was talking to people who heretofore said no way, and they were saying, we think he's gone.
Yeah, we remember that conversation, mm-hmm. No doubt. Uh-huh. So, David Shaw, remember when he was the
man,
hot ticket item for several years in that window? I don't remember if it was 3, 4, 5 years, where David Shaw, anytime there was an opening, what about David Shaw's Stanford?
Every opening.
Now David Shaw is out at Stanford. They lose to BYU, and he says, peace out. I'm out of here. What's next for David Shaw?
Any number of things. TV, broadcasting, joining an NFL staff. Probably counting his money a bit. He's a good coach. You can't maintain. Harbaugh built that, and it's hard to maintain it. He came in and maintained it, but you cannot sustain it, maintaining it, if that makes sense. And at some point, it's like Notre Dame. It's incredibly hard to recruit to, and you're going to lose market share eventually, and that was that. You could see in the last 3-4 years eroding. And the other thing is – now you're going to be dealing with a Southern Cal that's got their brand back. Mm-hmm. And not that Southern Cal and Stanford are each other's arch enemies, but that West Coast area, Southern Cal is back. Now, they may not be Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart back, but Caleb Williams is the best player in the country. And he's got another year. And Oregon's not going anywhere. Washington just went 10-2. Utah is tough. So I think he just said, I fought the good fight. Let's go. Let's move on. I'll say this, though, guys. He's a West Coast guy, so I would be shocked if he left that region to work. Hmm.
Derek Mason will be on their list. I don't believe he's going to get it, even though I liked Derek when he was here, got to know him a bit. Yeah. Who's a real contender to take over that job at Stanford?
It's such a unique fit. You can't go to the administration and say, I've got a guy who's borderline, let him in.
Yeah.
They'll slam the door in your face,
yep.
Right? That ain't happening.
Nope.
I've got a lot of favorites. I think that's going to be a tough sell. Now, obviously, if you're looking for that opportunity and you haven't had it yet, you jump all over that, no matter what. Bare minimum, because what they're going to pay you after they fire you, right? But that's a tough gig, guys. And I don't know if stylistically you have to take on one form of your style, but the Harbaugh / then David Shaw style was tough. Again, I use that a lot, but line up and punch people. They didn't out-athlete you with receivers going vertical, but they were tough, both sides of the line of scrimmage, and maybe somebody that fits that description.
Bill, What do you make of Matt Rhule at Nebraska? Is this simply a money deal, or is this a cultural fit?
I'm shocked. Now, that's the one where I just – and, again, guys, we've talked about it. But I will also admit, he took Temple from nowhere to prominence, left to go to Baylor sight unseen to clean up a huge mess, did that too. Nebraska's historically at least a better job than those two. Now, it hasn't been much on the field in the last 15, 20 years other than Bo Pelini a couple, but it's a really good hire. It's a fantastic hire. He's a guy that fixes things, and I think he can go in there. Now, he's going to have to start making Nebraska interesting again for recruits. In Nebraska, the last 20 years has become really more eye-opening, geographically landlocked. It's not a real sexy destination. And you can't sell recruits today about Dr. Tom winning three of the last four national championships on his way out. That was 25 years ago. Yeah, you might as well say some guy in the 1800s.
Yes, sir.
So that's a tough gig, but that is a hell of a hire.
Mm. Now, Bill, everything looks calm on the college football front as far as coaches and the carousel is concerned right now. But, Bill, you know like I do, the NFL has not begun letting people go yet. And there's going to be 3 to 4 jobs that opens up in the NFL, if not 5 to 6, as happens every year. We know Indianapolis is already open-ish. We think Arizona's going to open. I think, you know, Pete Carroll could hang it up at any given moment and open up in Seattle. And then these owners go pick college guys, which then creates upheaval all of a sudden in January. So who are some of the guys that you think are on NFL radars that we are thinking of right now? Because college folks tend to think of just college. What other program would he go to, not even thinking that the NFL would come get their guy?
Not Matt Campbell anymore.
That's true.
No, take him up. Look, Ryan Day, I've always thought, is a pro guy. Now, I don't think he's going to pack it up, but I can tell you guys, if I wanted to do a show the last 2 days and only let Buckeye fans call, I could have done it and just sat there and napped. They are beyond angry. You don't go 11-1 and it's the Michigan. I don't care if 11-1 is a fantastic record. That ain't good.
Well, 45-5, Bill. 45-5.
Oh, no, I agree. But I'm telling you, and I know they don't speak for Gene Smith, the AD, but there might not be another job in America where you're judged on that game, that one game like that rivalry is. Remember, Harbaugh was 0-5 until a year ago in that, and now he's 2-5, and he's physically whipping them. They outscored him 28-3 in the second half. So back to Ryan Day, though. I think he's a pro guy. I don't think now's the time, but I wouldn't be surprised if someday he gets that opportunity.
Ryan Day, you know, there's a couple of jobs, and one in particular, Bill, that intrigues me in the NFL, and that is the job in Kansas City with Andy Reid. If Andy Reid decides, and Andy Reid, and I put Andy Reid and Pete Carroll in the same category in that these are two guys who've won a Super Bowl, they could legit hang it up right now and not have anything to say to anybody. And the jobs and the opportunity to coach Patrick Mahomes is enough to pull almost anybody. At that particular moment, I mean, wouldn't all bets be off at that particular moment, no matter what college job you have, for the opportunity to go coach a talent like Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, but I don't think Kansas Nick Saban's not going.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I don't know that they – Debo Swinney, I don't think, would leave. Brian Kelly's not leaving LSU. So, yes, it's an incredibly sexy job with a – generational talent at quarterback, probably. I just don't know if anybody in the college game outside of a couple of guys that would be worth or worthy of that job. I mean, that's a totally different. Guys, you know this. The college job and the pro job, those are not related, really, other than there's a football involved. I mean, literally. It's not the same gig.
But every year somebody comes and does it, Bill. Every single year you get a guy that makes the move. An owner takes a bite every year.
I don't think Kansas City's an old veteran group, though, man. I don't know that they do that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I wanted to ask you about what's going on over at Tennessee and what we're seeing out of Joe Milton and whether or not, you know, this is planting a seed in the heads of fans that if they even see Joe Milton's shadow coming up in the spring or the fall, that there may not be some turning stomachs up on Rocky Top after seeing him continue to miss receivers on Saturday night. Can you just talk to me about the quarterback future there at Tennessee now?
They want him to be the guy, the conduit to Nico Iamaleva, who's a midtermer. And if he plays well, the longer you can let Nico Iamaleva marinate, right, get better, grow, the better it's going to be. This kid is a spectacular talent, but true freshman. But I don't see it. I think they may have to go in the portal and have some kind of bridge, get a quarterback to come in and take it, because Joe Milton can't take a beach ball, let it go, and let gravity land it in water. We know this. And I told you guys a week or two ago, because I said, okay, I'm going to give him a chance. I know what we've seen, and what did we see the other night? Other than that first Jalen Hyatt throw, dude's overthrowing people 10 yards.
Yep. I mean, it's same thing we've watched for how many years now?
And he knows it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you're 6'5", 250, maybe you just can't finesse a ball. I don't know, but he can't do it.
Okay, last thing, Bill. 5, 6, and 7 tonight are whom?
Ohio State, Alabama, Tennessee.
Oh, that'll have Tennessee fans going nuts.
Oh, yeah. They jumped me about that this morning. I didn't even want to go there. It's not relevant right now, and they wore me out.
Yeah, today. I was going to say. And you know, that's what they're all going to be watching. That they're going to be watching just to see, is Alabama in front of them, or are they in front of Alabama? And I suspect you're going to be right, and they're going to go nuts. You're right.
I think so. Yeah.
Bill, appreciate it as always.
Thanks,
stay
guys.
Dry. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay.
Bill Keene, Monday through Friday.